Thank you for calling Cuss Support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Asia Walker. Let me get you off speaker. My husband hadn't caught it, and neither, well, I don't look at the bills because he pays all the bills, and he didn't catch it on the Sam's Club card and on his business card until this month. But what is Living Well?
Okay, so, man, we're a third-party call center, and we provide customer support for several different online companies. Can I have the zip code, please?
24586.
One moment. Can I have your first and your last name?
Angelia, A-N-G-E-L-I-A, Walker.
Okay, thank you. And can I have you?
Or it could be in Robert Walker. We don't know what it is. That's the reason why I'm calling. We don't know. I haven't purchased anything that would be charging me $59 a month, and neither has he. And we just don't know what it is.
Okay. Can I have you verify your address for me?
2317. Wait a minute. I think the address on this one is different. The address on this statement is 2321 Kentuck Road. That's his business.
Okay, one moment. I'm still here. One moment.
Okay.
Okay. So by looking at this account, can I have the city and the state?
Ringgold, R-I-N-G-G-O-L-D, Virginia, zip code 24586.
Thank you. So by looking at this account, one moment. It looks like he entered our contest to win the mixer, the KitchenAid mixer. With this, we give him 100. Yes, he entered a contest to win a KitchenAid mixer. With this, we give him a $100 voucher that he can use online at an online gadget store. So we give him a $100 credit to spend exclusively on our store. But he will be billed around $59.89 each and every month.
Well, that needs to be canceled because we don't know what we didn't even know what it was.
Did he place his order, ma'am?
No, ma'am. He would not have done that. He would not have done that. Not, we don't spend over $50 without consulting one another, and he wouldn't have done anything for that amount of money monthly, not with us being on a fixed income. He never would have done that.
Do you know anybody who had did this with your credit card?
Nope, just me and him, and he's the only one that has a business card.
Okay, one moment. So what I'm going to do, ma'am, is get the account closed and get you transferred over to our fraud department for further assistance, okay?
Okay. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome. One moment. And I do want you to know, ma'am, that we do take credit card fraud very seriously and that we will prosecute anybody who could have placed this order. So I do want you to confirm that you never made any of these charges. Is that correct?
As I know that I didn't, and he knows that he didn't, so I would say no.
Okay, one moment. Thank you for that information. So what I'm going to do right now is get you transferred over to our fraud department for further assistance, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And as I stated, we do take credit card fraud very seriously and that we will prosecute anybody who could have placed this order. And
okay,
you stated you never placed this order. So what I'm going to do right now is get you transferred over to the fraud department for further assistance, okay?
Yeah, because if I buy anything online, I use the other Sam's card. This is strictly his business card. And
yes,
he's the only one that has access to this card, not me. And he never would have hit anything on Facebook or anywhere else like that on one of those prize things. He just, that ain't him. He wouldn't have done it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so what I'm going to do is get you transferred over to the fraud department right now, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And thank you for calling the customer support, and I hope you have a great day.
I hope you do too, honey.